Let a man radically alter his thoughts, and he will be astonished at the rapid transformation it will effect in the material conditions of his life. James Allen. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. It expands. The thoughts that consume your mind, Buddha said, and I don't remember it exactly, but basically what you think about, you are. The thoughts that you hold the most in your mind. The Science of Getting Rich teaches this idea of the formless substance. I often try to explain it to people because some people think, well, it's kind of wishy-washy, it's kind of new age, it's kind of esoteric. And I say, yeah, or it's that place where prayers go. See, the formless substance, no matter what you believe, whether you're into science or faith or religion, or there's a beginning, right? There's a moment that it wasn't, we think. Even that we don't know. And then there was a moment where it was. And it's inside of this. It's that place. It's that dark space. These ideas that you hold in your mind. And for me, it's been a lot about passive income. See, I never made a lot of money. I didn't have a high-paying job. And so in order for me to become a millionaire, it was a battle, man. A literal Game of Thrones. Because all these forces are aligned and all around you trying to grab your attention and take your money. They're not all bad things. Some of them are really good things. Let's be honest. You know, the reason people take drugs is they're fun. You know what I mean? Like, the reason people have babies when they shouldn't is, well, sex is fun. Spending your money on things that you don't need is just fun. And therein lies the problem. Because in order to build wealth, you have to be disciplined. You have to be like a field general controlling his troops. You don't win a war, you don't win a battle on accident. And sometimes the enemy outnumbers you. And so it takes wisdom and wit. Some recordings I talk about this idea of high income skills. See, high income skills aren't necessarily taught at college. They can be. I met a lot of really bright, brilliant people who came from college, and college obviously was a benefit to them. The gurus tend to dump on college. I think college is fine. If you're, you know, you want to be an engineer, you need to go to college. I mean, I'm not going to hire an architect who didn't go to school. And so some things make sense. The parts that don't make sense to me is someone going to get a degree in finance and coming out with a negative net worth. It doesn't compute in my mind. And so we're all kind of a general. And we're all kind of on this same battlefield with us against the world. And all these people and all these forces and all these things, they want to take your money. But every troop that you can deploy to the battle is going to help you win. So every little dollar becomes its own little soldier that you're in control of, that you send out to bring back a penny or 10 cents. In my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I teach and talk on the idea that what we're looking for is we're looking to get 10%. Now, obviously, I want to get a lot more, but I'm looking to get 10% because if I can get 10%, my money doubles every 7 years. And here's the thing. It's not a one-time activity, meaning the money you put in tomorrow in 7 years doubles, and then the money you put in the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. And when you get to the 7 years, the money that doubled begins to double again. And so you create this 24-hour perpetual money machine. I often post dividend payments that I've received. It's not to brag. It's to show you it's real. That almost every day I wake up, there's money in my account. I didn't do anything for it other than put money to work. Now, this is available to anyone, virtually, any age, race, or financial situation, can participate in this game. And it is a game, much like chess, checkers, or poker. And this game has rules. You can choose to play the game or you can choose not to play the game. That's your choice. See, the beautiful thing is, time is on your side. If you're 20, getting rich isn't a question. It can be done. It's just how soon do you want to do it? Because if you simply invested a couple $100 in 40 years, you'll be rich. But I don't want to wait 40 years. But here's the crazy part about that. While I may say, I don't want to wait 40 years, there are people who lived 40 years, they're not rich. They've been hustling, grinding, working, good salt of the earth people. They love Jesus, they love Buddha, they love Muhammad. They've dedicated themselves to their families. These are good people, they're not bad people. And they are broke. And for whatever reason, they didn't hear a message like mine. They didn't connect to it and decide to do it. I'm not Grant Cardone. I'm not Dave Ramsey. I don't have the fucking answer to life. But I have an idea and I have a strategy, and I think a little bit of my message could change your life. It could be some kind of a blueprint for you. Because see, at 27 years old, I didn't have that blueprint. My parents are broke, man. My parents are broke right now. I came from a trailer park in Arkansas. First 8 years of my life raised by a single mom. Nobody in my family had money, unless they were selling dope or stealing something. This is where I come from. And some of these are, they're not bad people. Don't misunderstand me. But what they didn't have is wisdom. Some of them are smarter than me, better looking than me, better talkers than me. I got an uncle that'd talk you right out of your pants. And he's flat ass broke. Because he has no wisdom to go with that skill set. In the Bible, we see the parable where God gives one person one talent, one person five talents, another person 10 talents. Now, in the historical context, they're talking about money, talent being money. But it could also be talents. And we could adapt it to today. You've been given the talent to talk. I don't mean you want to do that. Don't confuse passion with talent. People can have a talent towards something and they don't necessarily even like doing it. You understand that, right? And so don't confuse what you're passionate about with your talented. And be careful following that passion, because it may not matter to the rest of us. Your passion doesn't matter to the marketplace if there's no need for what it is you're talented in. Does that make sense? There has to be a demand. This is why I tell not everyone should be an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur, but my mind thinks different. I've tried to find problems and produce a solution. That's what being an entrepreneur is, living today like other people won't, so that you can live tomorrow like other people can't. And going into business is one of the riskiest moves of all. It isn't an assurance of money. It's probably an assurance for the next 7 to 10 years that you're poor. Because most businesses fail. Go back to the town you were born in and look around. They're all gone. This is why if you have a successful business, you have to take large sums of your profits and put them into other successful businesses. You have to diversify the wealth you're creating. But there's also something to this idea of being all in on one thing. And so here's how I merge these strategies of diversification with being all in on one thing. I took all of the money that I made at my job, my side hustle, and eventual businesses that I started, like side hustles turned into actual businesses. I took all of the money from those endeavors and pushed it exclusively 100% into real estate. All in. And throughout this entire 18-year process of doing this, I have heard over and over and over until I'm blue in the face, prices are too high, I can't afford it in my area. The same excuses that are given today are the same ones that have been given for the last decade. The same reasons people, well, I don't want to invest in the stock market right now because the stock market's too high. For 5 years, I've heard my friends tell me this, while I grow wealthier and wealthier and a little richer every day. If you don't own shares when the market turns, you can't compound. We're not trying to time the market. You understand, if you had the ability to time the market, you would be freaking rich. You don't. And yet it's in our brain. It's like the get rich quick hustle. It's like, yeah, that may apply to other people, but not me. I'm special. You're not. You're just like me. Probably a little fucked up. Got some issues. There's some things you need to be working out. So right now, if your credit score is not 700 above, that is priority number one. Google it, research it, knee deep in it. You need to figure out how to make that credit score 700 plus. You have no excuses. That is your mission. You cannot participate in the financial game in America if your reputation is shit. And that's what it is if you don't have a 700 credit score. It means the people that have the money can't trust you. You must fix that. It is totally in your control. I can't do it for you. No guru can do it for you. That part is on you. And it takes time. And that's okay. Because while you're waiting and while you're doing the right things every single day, you begin studying things like Think and Grow Rich or The Science of Getting Rich or the 10X Rule. You begin reading things that are going to improve you, because the three keys to life are health, wealth, and mindset. It does you no good to have ripped abs and be killing it in the gym and you don't have $1,000 that you can throw around. I watch you. I make people request my ebook to me personally. Why? Because I go look at your Instagram. I go look at your, look you up. Not every person, but a lot of them. And I see people in there with ripped abs, killing it on the physical side, and broke. Your triangle's off, bro. It's health, wealth, mindset. Now, you probably got the mindset if you got the ability to discipline yourself in the gym. And this is for ladies, too. You're good looking. I go look. You got people that are beautiful. No money. No money. So you have to bring these three, the health, wealth, and mindset. It's the triangle, man. It's the three keys to a successful life. And you have to bring them all under. And at some point, you have to stop making excuses for yourself. Well, I don't know. Google it. See, we live in an age that you can no longer say that. My grandparents could say that. Well, I didn't know how Wall Street worked. Okay. There was no computers. They didn't have two channels on TV pumping out financial information. They didn't have Grant Cardone trying to sell them everything under the sun. They didn't have this stuff. You do. There's zero excuse. And so if you're sitting on a bad credit score and you've been sitting on it for a while, stop saying you want to play the money game, because you don't. You're not, your lips aren't, your action isn't matching your mouth. And so first you have to correct the credit score. Get it fixed. Now, if you're in another country and they don't have credit scores, I don't know what that looks like, but you need to be a person that people can loan money to. You need to get a credit card that you use for business, real estate, or emergencies. You may not do real estate. That's cool. You can just do stocks, but you need a credit card. Why? Because times are going to happen. Things are going to happen. And you need to have the ability to access money without going into your investments for a short period of time. Not for a couch, not for a wedding, right? You have to become the general of your own army. Like, we're talking about empire building here. You sit on the throne of that empire. And so the person that's held most accountable, the person that's most responsible, the ass that you're going to kick the most is you. You are going to hold you to a standard that you've never held yourself to. And so the next time you buy a candy bar, I want you to say to yourself, I'd rather eat this than be richer. And as you go about your day, it's okay. I get it. I spend money on dumb shit. I buy beer. I buy things. But I want you to consciously be aware of the transaction that's happening. And are you making any of those to your brokerage account? Not for retirement. I'm not talking retirement. I'm talking about wealth building. Are you building up the savings account to protect the investment account? Chapter one, you don't have to die broke. This stuff is not easy. It's not easy at all. This is why your friends don't want to have the conversation. Or if they do, it's about get rich quick. Because they really don't want to hustle and grind. And I hear people post this. Oh, hustling and grind. And I go look, and every freaking weekend is them partying with their friends. Shocks me how many Instagram accounts are beach photos, lake times. I'm not against it at all. But then don't comment you're trying to do something. Because that's not how it works, man. Now, sure, you can take off some time. But go look at mine. You'll see a trip here and there. But for about every party and every fun time, you're going to see 100 posts of me grinding. See, what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. It gives evidence in your life. You begin to see it. You can't help it. If a kid is into skateboarding, he doesn't have one skateboard. He's got 10 skateboards. He's got videos of skateboards. He's watching skateboards on YouTube. He plays skateboard video games. It becomes his life. And you can just walk in the house and see evidence of this person and have a little insight into their life. And so you say you want to be financially free. Do I see that evidence if I come into your house? If I check your Instagram, do I see evidence of this thing that you say? And so at some point, your actions have to match your mouth. And again, that's available to anybody. Anybody can do that. Or not. See, not's an option. Not is an option. I recently sent a copy of my book to one of my family members, and I hadn't heard anything. So I emailed him, messaged him, say, hey, man, do you have a chance to check out the book? No. So I waited another month. Hey, did you have a chance to, because see, I'm watching what they post. They're at the lake, fishing, like they're doing all these great things, you know, which is fine. That's cool. Do that. TGI Friday, all these kind of things. And yet I'm posting, control the weekend. Don't be used by the weekend. Use the weekend to parlay up. Use the weekend to get rich. Not your whole life, but for a season. See, and the thing is, the most valuable season that you could do this in is that 25 to 35. Because then you get so many seven-year cycles that your money doubles and doubles and doubles. Meaning if you only did it for one freaking cycle and stopped and never saved again, you're gonna die rich. It is so simple. And yet so many people opt out. And they live their life to provide passive income for other people. That car in your parking lot, passive income for someone else. If it's on payments, that credit card, boy, Visa and MasterCard, they got some beautiful buildings. Other people. And so all the things that you financed and bought on debt, thank you, because I'm probably an investor in some of those things, and I appreciate you contributing. But we got to get you on that side of the cash register where more comes in than goes out. And it's not easy. It's not going to happen because you read a book one time or went to a seminar. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen because you decided to take control of your financial future, male, female, old, young. Told you before you could be on welfare and do this. It's just a math game. But you have to understand the math. You have to understand how the money doubles. We have to begin to understand the financial asset classes you can invest in and begin to spend some time and do some research and stop asking people for what stock you should invest in. It's the wrong fucking question. It's the wrong question. When you're asking, what should I invest in? It means you don't know anything about investing. The question is, do I have an 700 credit score? Do I have available credit if I needed it? Have I built up my savings account to protect the investment account? And then you begin building the investment account. You don't skip a step, because if you skip a step, you're gonna blow out, I promise you. 2008, blowouts. 2003, blowouts. 1980, what is it, two, blowouts. You're gonna blow out. The market will pull back. You're not so smart to know as when to time it. Stop trying to time it and put money in. I have conversations with people almost daily trying to time the market and they ain't got no money. What are you timing? You're afraid your 10's gonna become seven? 10, seven, five, it doesn't matter. Right now you're in a wealth accumulation stage. You need to be accumulating equity and shares so that those equity and shares produce cash flow so that you can buy more equity and shares for free. Do you understand that? If you get your passive income to $200, which you could do with one transaction, you now have $200 every month being put into your account by someone else for you doing nothing. Get that. And then what happens when that becomes 500 and all of a sudden you get some problems, I mean real problems in life that we can't ignore. This shit's got to be dealt with, a sickness, a wreck, or whatever. And you, well, I can't save right now. Oh, but I'm getting 500 a month passively. So while I can't save, I'm doubling. Because you laid the base when you could. And unfortunately, I have a lot of people come to me and they're 50. Now they want to get real serious. See, people quit smoking when they're about to die. They get real serious about the whole damn thing. The trick to money is not needing money. You know how easy it is to build wealth when you don't need money? You know how easy it is for me to compound right now? Because I don't need the passive income. So if I'm making $150,000 a year from investments for the last 18 years of dedicated to this battle that I've fought that's lasted 18 years, and I'm pulling off $150,000 on that, and I don't touch it, it's just all reinvested, what's the next seven-year cycle look like? You don't think that's a battle? You don't think it's a battle to keep your family's hands off of that? And every little problem in life, you say, well, I could just reach over here. You don't think that becomes a way of life? You don't think that shit's sacred? You don't have money and you don't have time because you don't invest money and you don't invest time, period. Grant Cardone talks about this, but when he pitches it, it's because he's selling you something. I'm not selling you shit. I'm selling you back to you. I'm selling you to you, and it's free. You decide. Do you want to buy you? That's your choice. In this context, when I say you should invest in you first, that's true. But I'm not following it up with a $1,000 course that'll let you do that. So keep your ears open to that. A lot of people will tell you need to invest in yourself first, and guess what? They got something to sell you to do that. How convenient. But I want to sell you back to you. You have everything you need right now inside of you to do whatever it is you want to do. Regardless of age, race, financial situation, This game is available to anyone that wants to play.